That first year, one of his students was this young man, Al Gore. The only science class Al Gore ever took. Revell didn't remember having him in class. But, oh, Al Gore, who got a D in the course, was highly impressed. He was the son of a politician out of Tennessee, and he used what he learned there to start his global warming campaign. He wrote a book called Earth in the Balance. He ran for the U.S. Senate. He claimed that, you know, the Earth was being challenged by our burning of fossil fuels, and it got him elected to the U.S. Senate. And there in the Senate, he conducted hearings, bringing in scientists, and spreading the scare of global warming. And that's when the money began to flow from the government to research. And this was the booby trap. Because once billions of dollars of government funding was going out to these organizations at universities and research groups across the nation, and they had to back that global warming claim that Al Gore was promoting with their research, the research began to pile up. And if you were a young scientist, you didn't have a choice. You couldn't put out a research paper and say, oh, what warming? You'd be out of a job. You'd lose your job, your car, your family. You'd be walking on the streets. No, you had to support it. Al Gore had taken Revell and Sousa's research paper and used it to start the global warming campaign. And what did Al Gore say? He said, this is Roger Revell. He was my mentor. He's my hero. He's the man who spread the alarm. Well, there was another man that picked that up. This man, Maurice Strong. Maurice had become a bureaucrat at the United Nations. And in 1972, he had a conference in Stockholm on the environment. And his whole goal was a one-world government. And he used the impetus of that global warming scare at that Stockholm conference to start the initiative that set up the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. So now we had the U.S. government and the United Nations both promoting climate change, and it all came from that Revell-Seuss paper and the research that followed and the dollars that were now flowing, and man, it was underway big time.